Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We joined now by Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Chris, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
How's it going, Bill?
We are doing wonderfully. We're doing something good here. We're feeling good today, and you're about to make us a whole lot of money in a lot of betting aspects, so I'm happy about that as well. So let me start out by saying, you got the Lions, because a couple of the games that really intrigue me. The Lions are at the Vikings. The Vikings giving 13 in this contest. I think it was 14 early on. Has the money started to come in on the Lions in this because of the spread?
Yeah, it's one of those spreads that is just, anytime you see a spread and it's, you know, going above, it's getting into those double digits as a bettor, I think the first thing you should think of is just it's too many points. And then you kind of work backwards from there, and this is the kind of game where the total is 43.5. Minnesota favored by 13. What we have seen going back all the way to 2003, in our BetLabs database, when the total is 46 or below and the spread is 11 or more, underdogs cover at a 58% clip, and that is because it's just tough to get a lot of separation in these games that are, low scoring. And I just also want to say, got a chance to hear what you guys are doing there. And I just want to remind everyone that, we're lucky enough to even be able to place some wagers on these games, that we should definitely be thinking about, taking some of that and giving to things like what you're doing over there with the toy drive. So what you're doing there.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you so much. I do want to go to the game that I'm going to be paying a ton of attention to. About the same time the Packers are taking the field, as a matter of fact, the Saints and the 49ers. The Saints given 2.5. Is that just because of the dome effect at home? Because normally it's like a 3-point spread if you got a kind of a pick 'em in a neutral site. So are we thinking that the 49ers are going to come in and actually maybe steal one?
Yeah, I think the 49ers are going to continue to be the sharp side of this game, and that's probably correct. 65% of the bets, 70% of the money on San Francisco. And what we've seen out of them this year is when they play a quarterback who cannot move around much in the pocket, essentially it's meet at the quarterback for them. And they have just been lights out in coverage at every level, deep. They have four cornerbacks in the top 20 in Pro Football Focus's grade, two linebackers still, even with Quan Alexander done for the year, top three safety. So they are playing really well on defense, and it's going to be tough for the Saints, who really rely on two guys in that pass game, Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. So that's what we're seeing right now. The 49ers will probably this spread might even go down to 2. I would be surprised if it goes back to 3 in favor of the Saints.
Another big game coming up, this one in the AFC. The Ravens are on the road. The Bills have a really good record, but some feel it's been a somewhat soft schedule for them for the wins that they have picked up. The Ravens are giving 7, going into Buffalo to take on the Bills. Then that number got down to about 6. People still believe in the Ravens, 70% of the money on the Ravens at this point, or just the bigger bets are coming in on the Ravens and maybe taking the Bills with the spread? What is it?
Yeah, we're seeing 70% of the bets, 80% of the money on the Ravens. So they're a 6-point favorite on the road. That's a pretty big number. But the Ravens have really been just a whole different team since acquiring Marcus Peters. Their defense has played really well, and kind of complemented that offense that, of course, loves to run the football. Buffalo is a bottom 10 team in terms of DVOA on run defense. So that's something to kind of keep in mind. They have struggled at times against the run. So that's why the Sharps are on Baltimore here.
Some other games in the docket, some of the bigger ones that are out there. Obviously, the Texans just get a big win over the Patriots. Here come the Broncos. Pretty good defense, but the Texans at home, that game went from 7.5. It's up to 9 now, but it's kind of split money-wise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually 55% of the bets are on the Broncos, 50% of the money, so pretty much a 50-50 split. This is another one where even 9 to 10 point spreads over the last, since 2015, the underdog has covered those at about an 80% clip, over 80% clip, actually. So it's just one of those numbers that's really tough to cover. You know, sometimes you get the favorite, just blow them out. But if not, usually a closer game than you could imagine, than you might think. And with this Broncos defense, you kind of mentioned it, playing really well. It's not going to be a walk in the park for Houston. I think it just comes down to Drew Lock and how much can he do, because this Texans defense is vulnerable without J.J. Watt.
Then you've got the Chiefs on the road. Patrick Mahomes seems like he's shaken off the injury, looking better, moving better. They're going into Gillette Stadium where the Patriots are coming off of a loss. The Patriots giving three. It started out at giving four. Money has started to come in on the Chiefs, hasn't it?
Yeah. So now we're seeing 55% of the bets, 53% of the money on the Chiefs. So the Chiefs are getting more than half the money. It's always scary, though, to bet against New England, especially in these type of spots. You know, Bill Belichick at home, when they have a spread of 17 or less, 63% since 2003. Brady is a regular season home favorite by 7.5 or less, covers at 74%. And then in games, Tom Brady starts coming after a game in which the Patriots lost, they also cover at a 73% clip. So it's one of those situations where the Patriots usually find a way to get it done. They are struggling on offense. But at the same time, Andy Reid, when he takes the Chiefs on the road, they're covering at a 65% clip against the spread in his career. So it's really just a matchup of two heavyweights, exactly what you'd expect, and a field goal spread. And that's probably right. I don't think there's much of an edge either way in this one.
I got a couple more for you. Obviously, the game in Green Bay is coming up. But Seattle on the road facing the Rams. It was the Rams giving three. Now we're up to a pick 'em. Is it just because the money's starting to come in and believe in what Russell Wilson's doing?
Yeah, I think Seattle's always one of the toughest teams, I think, even for Sharps, because they always kind of outplay their on-field talent and skill. And so, you know, if you're just kind of objectively looking at this game, you know, pick them for the Rams, you kind of jump all over that. But right now we're seeing 64% of the bets and 63% of the money on Seattle. And that's just because we've seen Seattle just continue to kind of win these close games with Russell Wilson, and that's usually an indicator that you're going to see some regression to the mean. But, you know, we have a large sample size as well of Russell Wilson continuing to kind of pull off this magic. So this is one, you know, kind of bet against Russell Wilson at your own risk at this point.
And then real quick, we got the Packers at home taking on the Washington Redskins. And, you know, the Packers, what is it, 12.5-point favorites at this point?
Yeah, and that's another one that kind of applies to what we talked about with the Lions and the Vikings. It's a game with a low total, 41.5, and a big spread, 12.5 in favor of the Packers. And it's just been really tough for favorites to cover, covering at only a 42% clip in those type of games going back over the last over 15 years. So right now we're seeing 56% of the bet on the Packers, but only 39% of the money on Green Bay. And to that end, we're also seeing 72% of the bets on the over, but only 48% of the money. So both sides of this game are kind of a public versus sharp disagreement here, where if you see a lower scoring game, it's going to be tougher for the Packers to cover.
Chris, always appreciate it. Love what you do. Thanks so much, and we'll chat again next Friday, okay?
All right, Bill. Take care.
Hey, buddy, appreciate it. There you go. Chris Raybon of the Action Network giving you a little betting advice and joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!